Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Trusky Ranch. Complete player development. Body. Tools. Makeup. Six Tool Nation.
I'm Nate Trosky. Welcome to CPD, a weekly show dedicated to meeting the needs of the inspiring amateur player in pursuit of college and professional baseball. I'm in studio with my double play combo, lifelong learner, ABCA National Coach of the Year, Trent Mongero, and we're going to get to Trent in a few minutes. I'd like to first introduce our guest. We have Connor Blair. He's going to be our player guest in the later part of the show. Connor is currently a minor league player, and we're going to talk about his journey, and we're excited to have Connor. And also, we're going to lead off with our professional guest, Anthony Farrow. He's at Butte College. He's been there for 17 years. He also coaches in the Alaskan Collegiate League. And he was a recruiting coordinator at Chico State. And Anthony's a good friend of mine. We've had many experiences from the recruiting side together. So we are excited about our guests. And remind you what the show is about, the heart of our show. It's CPD, Complete Player Development, BTM, Body, Tools, Makeup. And the goal here is to help players through information and navigation, to help them on their journey so that they can avoid the great disparity, which is what players set out to accomplish early in their careers and what they actually accomplish at the end. So we're excited about our guest. Connor's going to shed some light on his journey and also being a professional player. And Anthony's going to tell us a little bit about makeup and his journey and how recruiting has changed in his eyes. So, Trent, we're excited about our guests. And, Trent, good to have you, brother. It's turn some two tonight.
Absolutely, buddy. I'm fired up, and more than ever, because baseball is back in Georgia. We're in our third day now of baseball season. So we are up and running. And how about this week's guests on Mongero Monday, Trosky Tuesday, Nate? I mean, we had Darren Fenster with Coach Your Kids and Perry Hill. So it's been a great week, and these guests just take us over the top. But wanted to share, like, we got the camp this weekend, so I'll be seeing you in Pennsylvania at the private camp we have, and then our last camp in Wichita on February 6th and 7th. So what you got going in the DR right now, kid? What you got?
I'm in the DR, spending some time with family, spending some time in the DR with my family and just really preparing for our camps coming up. So the connections are pretty good out here, not too shabby, so we're able to get the shows done. So having a little low time, spending some time surfing. I was just surfing this afternoon, 80-degree water, and it's beautiful. Anyways, good to be here. Good to be in the DR. Good to have our guests. We're excited. We'll be right back with our guests, our Soldier Sports guest, Anthony Farrow, Butte College. We'll be right back.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said,
My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it. Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Rates have dropped to near all-time lows at ClearPath Lending. Rates are as low as 1.75% on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, 1.986% APR. Call ClearPath Lending, 844-800-3205. Loan officers are standing by. ClearPath Lending at 844-800-3205.
Loans not available in all states. 1.75% rate, 1.986% APR. Subject to 800 minimum FICO score and includes up to 2 discount points. Other restrictions apply. Call 888-855-6361 or visit clearpathlending.com for details about credit costs, terms, and license information. ClearPath Lending Incorporated. 15615 Alton Parkway, Suite 300, Irvine, California, 92618. NMLS ID number 936436. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California financing law license number 603J783 in California. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Call now and save thousands. 844-800-3205.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongero.
Welcome back, Nate Trosky with Trent Mongero, and we're going to lead off with our professional guest, Anthony Farrow. And Anthony's been at Butte College for 17 years. He's the head coach. He was formerly at Chico State University, one of the top Division II programs in the country. He was a recruiting coordinator. Then he stepped down to junior college. And I say step down just because the level is lower, but it's not necessarily a lower level of baseball or development. Anthony's going to get into it. We're going to talk about junior college. We're going to talk about player development, the differences between Division I, Division II, you know, junior college. And Anthony, I'd like to welcome you to the show. How you doing, brother?
Good, Nate. Good. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here tonight. And it's a very humbling experience. I want to say thank you to you and of course, Trent.
Awesome. Well, it's great to have you. You know, I've been running showcases for over 20 years. We average about 30 colleges at each event. And Anthony is our most beloved college coach that has been coming to camp and helping and recruiting. So Anthony has this energy, this excitement, this love for the game that is second to none. And the kids feel it. My two nephews went through, I mean, they started our showcases, Jabin and Rowan, when they were in sixth grade. So I think Anthony saw them go through the last 6 years. Yeah, I know you were trying to recruit them to Butte. I know you tried when they were like, I think 12, but it didn't end up working out. But you did get some guys from camp. And first question, Anthony, is the great disparity. This is what CPD is about. What do you think players need to do better? Because we talk about body, tools, makeup, complete player development. Players come into junior college or to the NCAA level, what do you notice is an area that they actually are short in and they need to develop because they're not reaching their ceilings?
You know, for me, based on my experiences, nowadays, you know, you have so much travel ball, you have so many different things going on. And I like to look at that as kids kind of like participating that aren't really in a good environment where they're being taught the actual game of baseball, the developmental side of it. So a lot of the time, unfortunately, when I'm getting kids at my level, at the junior college level, you know, we're having kids that really don't understand that it's a game. They're just used to going out there and participating, meaning getting their at-bats, getting their innings, getting their defense of work in and whatever the case may be. And then you're trying to teach them when they get to your place, the nuances of the game, and you're trying to take that to the next level.
Right. You know, I'm in the Dominican Republic right now, but I was here about a month ago, and Tom Hansen, who wrote Heads Up Baseball with Ken Revisa, was with us for the whole week. His son was on our team, and we were talking about that same concept. And one piece that he says, you know, we were talking about perfection, and he was, you know, we're talking about how the game is imperfect perfection, striving for perfection, but we're not going to reach it. And, you know, he brought up the point of connecting, not perfecting the game, but connecting with the game. And it's such a beautiful piece of, you know, of insight, because if one, you have to realize it is a game, right? And I think that players forget that. I think they think it's almost like it's tennis one-on-one, where it's an individual, selfish, focused me game. And it's not that at all, right? When they get to play in the collegiate level, if you guys want to compete, you guys have to really understand, you know, the IQ, the instincts. They have to have a level of understanding, right, of the game.
No question about it. And, you know, a couple examples would be, you know, what's your dugout doing when a guy sacrifice bunts a guy over to second? What's your dugout doing when a guy hits a base hit or a ball to the right side with no outs and moving the runner to third? What's your dugout doing when there's a runner on third with less than two outs and your batter's driving him in? Those are the types of things that I think players have lost getting excited about. They're more excited about getting a base hit instead of actually playing the game and getting it done.
Hey, Anthony, it's Trent Mongero here. So JUCO is like one of my favorite things. I'm a JUCO player. I mean, we throw around this term these days, JUCO bandit. You know, I don't know if you like that term or not, but, you know, it was the greatest experience of my life, and I would never trade it. It grew me up. Made me tougher, and you know, what a tremendous experience. Can you enlighten the audience to the quality of baseball played at the JUCO level? Because there's a big misconception out there that junior college baseball somehow is not real college baseball.
Yeah, of course. You know, the first thing is all junior colleges, all four-year schools, they're all different. So the first thing you need to look for is, you know, what are you looking for as a family, as a player? Athletically, I like to break it down into three things: athletically, academically, and socially. I mean, you have to find the right fit for you on those three things. Now, a lot of times I'm recruiting kids and they're all going to go Division I in their own minds, right? Because that's the goal. That's the carrot that everybody wants. So what we start to do is we start to say, okay, Johnny, for example, hey, we just want to be your option if the Division I thing or Division II thing falls through for you. What people don't understand is junior college baseball is extremely competitive and it's extremely developmental if you find the right program. And we like to pride ourselves on that. Our program, don't get me wrong, we like to win, but our program is not all about winning. We're trying to develop young men. We're trying to develop better fathers. We're trying to develop better husbands, whatever you want to call it. We're trying to teach these kids lifelong experiences through the game of baseball. So when you're talking about the competitiveness and the developmental side of it, there's nothing better, in my opinion, than junior college baseball. In California, I like to call it second to none.
Yeah, so, you know, I played in Florida. I wish the JUCOs in, you know, California would somehow get in the whole big loop with most of the rest of the country, because I think it would make a true national championship be amazing, right? It'd be really, really good. So to me, you know, if you'll touch on getting to play, you know, early on in my career against tremendous competition made me so much more prepared to, you know, when I finally did get to the D1 level. It wasn't necessarily my goal, per se, but I went JUCO, ended up D1, ended up playing professionally. So that was my route, but I felt so much more prepared at the Division I level coming out of junior college. And, you know, to have programs like yourself, and we're going to hear Connor later in his journey, you know, talk about the routes that guys can take a little bit when they go to JUCO. I mean, it can be within itself. So in California, when you graduate JUCO, do you get to take that all with you as an AA degree like it is for the rest of the country?
Yeah. So, and again, this goes into picking your program. You got to find out that the program is the right fit for you academically, because is that program actually helping you get your AA degree? We do a phenomenal job at Butte College with regards to about 80% of our guys graduate with AA degrees. So that's a big part of it, because it's, again, not just about winning. We feel that winning is going to be a product, an end result of what we're developing every day throughout. Now, a difference between junior college and the four-year level is at junior college, you have a longer period to practice. You have roughly the entire fall, which could be 2 to 3 months, opposed to an NCAA or an NAIA school where you're limited on your practice times. I don't know if that answered your question or not, but that's huge when you're talking about the developmental side of practicing every day.
Anthony, you know, I don't think the audience really understands really how junior college is broken down. In California, for some reason, we call it junior college. The rest of the country, they call it community college. But I know California is now calling it community college in certain schools. So understand, listeners, that community college is a junior college. It's a two-year college where you have an opportunity to receive an AA degree. And if you don't receive the AA degree and you're not a qualifier, you can't play Division I baseball. So understanding that an AA degree is the foundation for a four-year degree anywhere. It's the first 2 years, it's general education. So it's not like, what's this AA degree? No, if you go to San Jose State or Fresno State or Stanford, you basically get an AA too. You just kind of roll right through it. So the AA is just your first 2 years in college, but you have to take enough classes to be eligible, and it's not easy. You have to be on your A game. So Anthony, can you just explain just briefly, you have California, you know, there's roughly, I think, 88 junior colleges, and you have the Great Northwest, then you have Arizona, then you have the rest of the United States of America. So, you know, how does that look?
Yeah, in California, there's 88 junior colleges. There's 44 in the North, there's 44 in the South, and they're competing for a state national championship. So in the North, they're going to have two representatives that are going down to the Final Four, and then the South's going to have two representatives coming up to the Final Four. And then that's going to be your state champion. Why we're not included with everybody else in the United States of America is beyond me. I don't try to waste time on that because that's something that I can't control. So we're just trying to do our own thing and trying to get better each day and so on and so forth.
Awesome. So in Arizona, they use wood bats. In the Great Northwest, they use wood bats. They give scholarships across the country, except in California. So if you live in Texas, you really don't want to go to a junior college in California because the college, unless you don't mind paying out-of-state tuition, your grandma might live in the town. But it's really scholarship-based across the United States of America, except the state of California. Last thing quickly, before we get to our break is, I used to be a California junior college head coach in 1998. I believe the reason is because we have 88 junior colleges. You go to a lot of states, there's three, there's four, there's five, you know, so we have 88. So we basically have almost the whole United States in one state. We'll be right back with our guest, Anthony Ferrer.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now and tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. This ad is sponsored by Janelle and Associates Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas.
Attention all former Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts. If you were sexually abused by an adult scout leader, even if the abuse happened decades ago, listen closely as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. The Boy Scouts of America have billions of dollars in assets and have agreed to set up a victim compensation fund for victims of child sexual abuse, even if the abuse happened decades ago. Our attorneys can file a claim for you and get you the justice and closure you deserve while you remain completely anonymous. If you suffered abuses from scout leaders and those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call our law firm's confidential scout abuse helpline at 800-608-1429, as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. But hurry, as time is running out to file a claim. Call 800-608-1429 right now to see if you are eligible for substantial compensation. Call 800-608-1429. That's 800-608-1429. 800-608-1429.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt.
Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongiero.
Nate Trosky with Trent Mongiero. Welcome back with Anthony Farrow. Anthony Farrow is 17 years at Butte College. He's the head coach, formerly at Chico State University, one of the top Division IIs in the country. And right now, Anthony, I want to get into the sixth tool, and I want to talk about recruiting. As you've gone through your coaching journey, you've actually made changes on what's important, priority, checkboxes. And, you know, there's checkboxes that we have to check next to any player, right? As we're showing interest, we want to see if they check the box. It's the same at the big league level, same at the, you know, the minor league level. It's the same in Division I, junior college, high school. You know, Trent's checking his boxes. So the boxes that you check now, why are they different and why have they changed?
You know, again, I've done this a long time. I've been really, really fortunate enough to be the head coach for 17 years. And early on, and probably my first 10 years, it was always, it's always about, you know, getting the best player, getting the guys that are going to get you the most wins, do all these types of things. And then what you find out is you're with these kids so much that character really comes into play. You want to be happy. You want to surround yourselves around kids that are smiling, that are having fun, that are dirtbags, so to speak. So in the last roughly 7 years of my career here at Butte, and now I'm going forward with the same model, is I try to focus more on now the dirtbag type player, the grinder. And what I mean by that is a kid that's going to do whatever it takes to get it done. And what I also want to expand on that is with a smile on his face. He's able to enjoy the game. He's not all about me, me, me. He's a grinder. He's willing to do it. Now, let me give you an example of a grinder, okay? You have a ball that's hit up close to a fence. The grinder is going to run through the fence. The dirtbag is going to run through the fence because all he sees is the ball, and he wants to make the play for the team. The guy, the most talented, that's not the grinder, that's not the dirtbag, he might pull up at the fence. And it doesn't matter whether the ball's caught or not. It matters about the effort. It matters about the guy willing to do whatever it takes for his teammate and the guy to his right and the guy to his left. Those are the guys we're looking for. Now, granted, you have to have a little bit of talent. You got to be able to play catch and hit the ball. But the sixth tool, in my opinion, is severely, we weigh that tremendously at our college now.
Yeah, no, that's, can I come play for you right now? Because, you know, that's what I'm all about. And I really feel, Anthony, that type of player is under-recruited and underappreciated at every level, including the professional level. You know, the guy that has some tools, like you mentioned, but really has that sixth tool, that heart tool that's tough to measure, the winner, right?
Yep.
The winner.
Yep.
Like, guy that thrives on competition and being a great teammate. And I mean, this is a game, and games are supposed to be fun. And it's not a lot of fun when you're around selfish people, you know, that don't have the team first. It becomes a big struggle at that point. So I applaud you, you know, for recognizing that. And anybody that's listening who's a coach, I would hope that you would recognize that in your players, and you end up winning more games that way. You know, you really do. So,
and that's what I found out, coach. I mean, and if you win more games that way with those types of players, and if you lose games with those types of players, it's okay, because you know they've given it everything they have. For you players listening out there, here's my advice to you. It's something that you can control. You can control how your mindset is. You can control your effort. You can control your attitude every day. And coaches love guys like that. And they want to go to battle with those guys. And we, going back to when I said, parents, you got to look for those three things. You right, find the right program for you. Find a program that values that. And we do.
So when you're recruiting, when you're out on the recruiting trail, everybody has certain things they look for. They have certain things that just kind of will get somebody crossed off. What are the things that jump out at you right away when you show up at the field where you go, this is not one of those guys that we just talked about. This is not a dirtbag. This is not a grinder. This guy is like all about himself. What are some qualities that parents and players listening can go, maybe that sounds like me and I need to make a little change?
We classify those guys as NP. Those are called non-players. Those guys that throw their helmets, that react in a negative way with their body language because an umpire messed up a call. A guy that's walking, not sprinting on and off the baseball field. All those little types of things. On the flip side of that, I'm talking about these are things that you can stand out on. I tell some of the kids that I know all the time and parents, I said, if you're in the stands, quit staring at your child. Watch all the other kids and see who stands out. Who's sprinting on and off the field? Who's giving their best effort all the time? Those are the guys that we're looking for. And the bad body language guys, the powders and so on and so forth, those are the guys that we're NPing.
Anthony, we're on the same page, all three of us. And, over the last, I think we all start looking at the body because we get excited about the body and the tools. So the body is the eye test. The tools are a component of the eye test. So we see it and we get excited. My first year as a head coach was 23 years ago to junior college in Monterey, California. And the basketball coach told me, he was a winner. It was my first year as a head coach. And he said, Nate, let me just tell you something. You cannot change the spots on a cheetah. And what I was doing literally is I was getting guys with terrible character, but they had tools. And I thought I would win with them because I'm going, these guys have, they have skills, they have tools. But what I soon realized that a lot of them didn't even make it through this season. They're either ineligible, they get caught smoking dope, they're late to practice because they're, out drinking, whatever it is, it's like the character. And by the way, we all play, right? Because we enjoy the game. Enjoy the game, ETG, enjoy the game. That's the whole reason why we play this game, right? So if we got a bunch of salty peanuts on the bench that are selfish guys tweeting about themselves all the time and wondering where they're going in the draft, you know what that does? That develops negative synergy, which 1 + 1 = 4. It's 1 + 1 = -4. Now they're bringing the team down, right? Because attitudes are nothing but contagious. I saw you throw your hand up. You got something to say there, coach?
Yeah, because I wanted to say, it's like, I want to turn two on this for a minute here. Now let's take it a step further. The kid's on campus and we're doing a recruiting visit or we're talking to the kid on the phone. Are you making eye contact? Are you looking at your phone? Did you shake my hand hard and look me in the eye? All these types of things play a huge factor on the type of character of this kid. You can tell how he or she has been raised. Because I say the same thing to my two daughters. You meet my daughter, they're going to shake your hand and look you in your eye. These are people that you're spending a lot of time with. So players, if you're going on these visits, have some feel. I mean, look somebody in the eye and talk to them. And when they ask you what your favorite food is, don't say this. That's one of my questions. What's your favorite food or what'd you eat for breakfast today? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know, man? Have an opinion. Go ahead.
So just even on the field, I mean, it's not just coach to player. It's like, I remember when I was playing, the first year I was in junior college, we had 13 drafted guys. I mean, our team was ridiculous. And it was back in the days when we played junior college because it was actually the way that most players went. Like 95% of the good players were going to the best junior colleges across the country. And I know still there are still quality players, but at this moment, I'm picturing myself as a freshman. If the shortstop, I'm playing second base, if the shortstop does not have a positive attitude where I enjoy being around him because he's negative or he's self-centered or he's not really positive in promoting me as a freshman, hey, man, I love you. I'm glad you're out here, right? So I got to deal with this guy when I'm flipping double play feeds to him. Also, when we communicate who's got the bag and who's holding runners and all this stuff, I don't feel comfortable. So now I'm thinking about him. Now my catcher's kind of a jerk. He's focused on getting drafted. And when he throws down to second, if he short hops me and I miss it because it's a tough hop and it hits the edge of the grass, right, the lip, and it goes over my glove, he's sitting there yelling at me in the dugout, and I got to deal with that clown, right? Then I want to go to the mound and talk to the pitcher, but that guy's a self-centered, sophomore who's all about himself. So now I can't even go talk to the pitcher. Then I go in the dugout and my coach is a jerk. I'm going, are you kidding me? Right. And these guys are all getting drafted, right? They're not going to make the big leagues because they don't have the character or makeup to sustain themselves. But they'll probably get drafted in maybe the 20th round because they have tools, right? They have a body. But we are a losing program. We might even win games, but we'll never reach our ceiling.
Yep. See, I like, we talk to our guys, like when we turn two, we tell our receivers, whether it's the second baseman or shortstop, you know, you're allowed to tell him good feed. When he has a good feed, you know, you're allowed to say that. Good feed, Johnny. And now all of a sudden the energy just goes and everyone's like, I have good feed. Hey, a little bit higher. And now everybody's starting to have fun. It's an environment that everybody wants to be a part of. And I am a true believer that the wins will come because of those types of things, that environment.
Synergy. Synergy. We talk about it all the time, you know, and it's beautiful when you got guys that are on the same page with energy, love one another, playing with fun and excitement and playing hard, and you win games you shouldn't win. You beat opponents. You go on a journey together, and these guys become your best friends for life. Maybe if they're not your best friends, you still stay in touch with them forever. And it's the memories of going to battle with these guys, traveling with them, staying in hotels with them, eating at restaurants with them, practicing with them, lifting weights with them, hanging out. So we only got a little more than 30 seconds left. And with that, Anthony, I just want to say, you know, if I was a guy coming out of high school in California right now, I'd be all about trying to get in your program. And we're going to hear one of your former players, Connor Blair. And I have a feeling he's going to echo a lot of the things that we just talked about. Nate, you want to say goodbye? Because Anthony's been outstanding.
Yeah, I'd like to just say one thing quickly, Anthony, to learn the culture that you're getting into, because you talk about finding the right fit. So how do guys learn the culture of the junior college they might be pursuing? What do? Do they try to get out to a practice? Can they practice with you? Do they just give you a call? And what do?
They start talking to the coach. They could come out to practice and then ask the questions that interest you. You got to be able to talk to somebody and get a feel for what that program's about. We have recruiting visits. We have Zoom meetings that we do.
Coach Farrow, thank you. Thank you for being here. We're excited to have your player, former player who plays now with the Braves and the Braves organization. Anthony, thank you.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with
It's
Exergen.
Time for some straight talk. Look, we all know the sound. It happens. Your phone. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless's new Platinum Unlimited plan includes phone protection that covers those kinds of mishaps. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data, plus more features, like 20 gigs of hotspot and 100 gigs of cloud storage, all on the best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise.
See mobile protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, Madrid or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongiero.
Nate Trosky, welcome back with Trent Mongiero. And Trent, we're now with our guest, our player guest, Connor Blair. Connor, second team All-League in high school. He ended up going to junior college. He played for Coach Farrow at Butte, and then he ended up getting a scholarship to the University of Washington, and now drafted in 2019 and playing for the Atlanta Braves in the minor league system. And we'd like to welcome you to the show, Connor. Thank you for being here.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on, Trent and Nate. Appreciate it.
So take us through your journey a little bit, Connor. You were a second team All-Leaguer. Now you're playing professional baseball for the Braves, and Trent played with the Braves as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that journey, maybe even starting when you're back to maybe 12 years old? I mean, were you maybe a late bloomer? Were you heavy footed? I mean, kind of take us through that journey.
Oh man, that's tough. I haven't really thought about how I was a baseball player at 12 in a long time. You know, I always just loved the game. I never completely like dedicated myself to it. You know, because I took a ton of pride in my academics and had so many other goals going into high school. I wasn't really focused on baseball, and I think that's where you know, being that second team guy comes into play, and you know, just not fully dedicating myself to the game and taking that next step to junior college level, you're really able to focus in on the game of baseball and academics. There's really only two things you have to focus on. So I think that was a great opportunity to kind of grow up, learn how to work for the game and, you know, how to work in school as well.
What high school did you go to, Connor? And what Liberty, city did you live in?
Liberty High School in Brentwood, California.
Okay, so how did Coach Farrow, he was our guest earlier today, how did that relationship come together?
I filled out a recruiting questionnaire. I was originally going to go up to Butte College to become a firefighter. They have a brilliant fire academy there, and I didn't have any offers out of high school, so I just decided to, you know, hey, I wanted to do firefighting. It sounded like a fun thing to do, and my mom pushed me to fill out the recruiting questionnaire. She didn't want me to give up baseball. And I just kind of ran with the baseball thing. I took a visit at Butte with Coach Farrow and fell in love with the program and figured I'd give it a go.
What was your height and weight coming out of high school when you were not recruited?
5'10", 180.
Okay, so you're, and what are you weighing now?
About 210 and just a shade under 6 foot.
Okay, so we have a special guest here. Want to introduce Coach Farrow. I think it's been a while since you guys spent some time together. Coach, say hi to Connor.
Hey, CB, how you doing, man?
What's up, Coach Farrow? How you doing, Skip?
Good, good. Hey, good to see you on here. I just got a quick story about you real quick here for all those listeners out there. Connor Blair was our West Coast Player of the Year, and he was getting recruited nationally by all the top schools. And just a quick story about him. TCU flew out to watch him play one particular game, and Connor didn't have the best of games that game. And, you know, that was far and few between with him as he hit 21, 22 home runs that year. But nevertheless, I called Coach after, like I always do, to kind of get their feel and so on and so forth. And the coach said, you know, that was what was really interesting to see is how he handled the adversity. And that was really impressive from him. You know, Connor didn't strike out a lot or whatever. And I can't remember what it was that he struggled at that day. But the coach made it a point to say how he handled the adversity that he had. And I just thought that was amazing. I'm very proud of him for that. And that's what it's all about, is seeing how kids handle it. And, you know, it's a little bit cattywampus, but it is what it is.
I love it. I love it, guys. That's we talk about that all the time, Connor and Anthony, to our audience, you know, about how important it is to handle the adversity, because it's easy to have the good days. It's easy when things are going well, and everybody's going to struggle, especially offensively. Those times are going to come. And that's when, to me, that character is really revealed. And, it's something I pay a whole lot of attention to with my own players, you know, is what are they like when things are not going their way? And of course the coach at TCU already knew that Connor was a stud. So, you know, now he got to see what he was going to be like when he failed. And I'm sure that was extremely impressive. So Connor, coming out of high school, you know, you said you had other interests, you wanted to be a fireman and all that. But did you have a little chip on your shoulder? Like, you know, you were a good player in high school, but you really weren't recruited. And I mean, did it, you know, did you feel like you had something to prove? I mean, what was the motivation? What was your why when you really got to JUCO?
I wanted to be the best. And I mean, that comes off not as humble as I wanted it to, but I wanted to put in the work. I wanted to continue to play the game. I don't want to stop playing the game. I feel like that's a big motivator and kind of, I don't want to retire. I want to, you know, play the game for as long as I can. And I think that's a big motivator, is just loving the game and not wanting to give it up. And if I need to try and outwork everybody to make sure I keep playing the game, I'm going to keep doing that.
Right. So explain a little bit about, to me, I would have to guess after hearing Coach, you know, and his type of program that he wants, that the type of player you are, and he speaks so highly of you, you had to be the dirt bro type of guy. You had to be the dirt bag, the, you know, the grinder. How important is it to you to play the game hard? Do you still carry that with you at the professional level?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's one of the most pivotal parts of the game. We see the way Pete Rose played the game, the way we see Bryce Harper play the game, Ronald Acuna Jr. play the game now. Everybody's plays the game with such high intensity. And if guys are doing it at the highest level, there's no reason everybody underneath them shouldn't be doing the same.
Right. And how, so do you ever have any pro guys in the minor leagues like look at you like you're crazy when you're getting after it in practice? Or do you feel like most of the guys are on the same page? I'm back to when I played, you know, which is not now, it was a long time ago, but some really good players came up during my era, a guy like Chipper Jones. And I think we had five shortstops between A and rookie ball that ended up playing in the big leagues when I was there. And I was a middle infielder as well. So pretty loaded. But some of the guys out of high school, I felt like were, you know, maybe not quite willing to, especially in practice. So my, you know, what does your workout look like? Let's talk about that. So you're in the off season right now. Hopefully you guys are going to start on time. What are you doing to be ready to be at your best come spring training?
Sure. So today, Wednesday, is a recovery day in the break of the week. So today, ton of foam rolling, stretching, mobility work, threw some med balls around, did a little bit of explosive stuff just to let the body know it needed to move a little bit. Took a long walk to work on recovery, but most days when I'm actually training, it's sprint or run tempo works before the lift, a lift that accompanies the sprint or tempo work. After that, get into the baseball stuff, start hitting in the cage, hitting off the machine, getting the outfield working, getting the arm ready. It's a 5 or 6 hour process every day.
Awesome. That's great. Connor, this is Nate. A couple of questions on the hit tool. So you went from high school as a second team all-league guy, and then you went to junior college, your West Coast player of the year, 22 home runs, and you bat fourth for a Pac-12 powerhouse. So you got UW, you're batting fourth, and you sign as a hitter. Your hit tool is your carrying tool, your hit tool and your power tool. So can you tell us a little bit of how the jump was from going from high school to junior college to Pac-12, Pac-12s to the minor leagues? What was the difference? Has it really changed? And also, if you can talk about your approach as a hitter, have you changed your approach from being a professional hitter versus, you know, when you're in the Pac-12, or is that approach carry over? Does it still translate into the pro game?
Sure. So I think the biggest difference is honestly between Division I pitching and pro pitching. And just from the aspect of there's no break at bats. Like in college, you know, you're beating a team 8-0 on a Friday. You aren't going to see top of the line bullpen guys. You're going to see a guy throwing 86, 87 with maybe a decent breaking pitch. if that same scenario is happening in pro ball, you're getting a guy that's throwing 95 with a plus breaking pitch. So that's the big thing, is, you know, you just have to be prepared for every at bat. There's no at bats where talent can just take over and win you an at bat. You need to, you know, have your approach locked in. You need to be watching what this guy was doing to other players before you step up to the plate. And I think all that goes right into approach as well. I'm trying to understand how the pitcher's attacking other players that hit in a similar style to me. So if I'm hitting in the middle of the lineup, I want to watch the other, you know, power guys at the beginning of the order, seeing what the pitcher's trying to do to control them, and, you know, just make a plan from that. And, you know, when we're in the box, who cares about mechanics? Try and be loose, be effortless, and take the ball to the big part of the field.
Tell me about your approach. You hit 22 home runs. Was your approach to hit home runs? And before that, were you a home run hitter? Did power just kind of come, or was it something that you actually kind of was in your game plan? And then also now as a hitter, so what was your approach in junior college? Were you looking middle in? Were you looking away? Were you sitting fastball? Were you sitting slow? If you could tell us about your approach and what your approach is now in professional baseball.
I mean, can't give away too many secrets, right? No. I mean, I'm always on the fastball. Need to have the timing to the fastball. And if you see the spin up, let it go. You know, in junior, I hit for power and home run or in batting practice in high school, but, you know, it didn't really transfer to the game. I think in junior college, learning the mental side of the game and just having the time to work and understand, you know, what an at-bat looks like and how it needs to benefit the team and not just myself, kind of, you know, helped develop that. And I was never trying to hit home runs. I was trying to hit balls hard most of the time, trying to put it through the center fielder's body.
So we're talking about hitting the ball hard. We got a message to the audience. I mean, the big leaguers are not trying to hit home runs. There might be one or two guys. They might strike out, though, 200 to go with it. So we have one of the top power hitters on the West Coast, and he is trying to hit the ball hard. Take it away, Trent.
No, awesome stuff. You know, we're coming to a close, and I think that's a great lesson. And, Connor, it's a joy to see guys like you still in the game, being role models for our younger players. You know, just talking about that alone, just trying to barrel balls up. You know, so many young players, we see them in the cage. We see them on Instagram, see them on Twitter. You know, they're promoting themselves, hitting cage bombs, you know, instead of wearing the back, the tunnel out from gap to gap, using the middle of the field. You said you wanted to hit it, you know, through the center fielder's cap, you know, basically rip his head off, so to speak. You play the game hard. You play with passion. You handle adversity well. And, you know, we wish you all the very best. Of course, you're in my favorite organization, the Atlanta Braves, and maybe you can get to the top and win us a championship, baby. Yes.
Sure.
But Nate, you want to say bye? We got to let him go. Got to let Connor go.
Connor, thank you. Connor, we'll see you in the big leagues, buddy.
Yes, sir. Nate, Trent, thank you so much for having me on. It was a blast.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongero.
Welcome back to the show, Nate Trosky, Trent Mongero. We're going to bring Coach Farrell back. You know, our two guests, Trent, were incredible. Our great sponsors, Soldier Sports, our two guests brought to you by Soldier Sports with Anthony Farrell and Connor Blair. Now, Anthony, we're talking about projection. We're talking about putting the 6-2 in front of the 5. Now, the 5 obviously play a significant role, but we talk about self-motivation, self-discipline. That's the beginning of the 6-2. Self-motivation, what you do when you don't feel like doing it. And the self-discipline is, what do you do when others aren't looking? And Connor Blair grades an 80 on the 28, or we'll give him an A++, right? And that's what projected him from being an average high school guy, right, to coming into your program being one of the best players in the country.
Yes, you know, and that's for all you listeners out there, the 6-2, it's something that you can control. Some of us are gifted with a 95 arm or this kind of bat speed or whatever the case may be, but all of us can control our attitude and effort and how we go about the game.
Awesome stuff. Thank you again for being on the show. You and your former player inspirations, for sure. I just want to share with our audience, Nate, some of the going-ons within the Trosky Ranch, TroskyRanch.com. As we talk about our Gold Glove membership, and we're about to launch our, you know, coaches membership, but recently we have added, or getting ready to add right now, how to build a smooth and consistent infielder, which is a very effective PowerPoint that includes an overlay with me and you talking about all the different components and breakdown of all the different components that really, really transform players and take them to a whole nother level. And also, if somebody does decide to join the Gold Glove membership as a yearly member, they get all the standalone products on Trosky Ranch as a part of that membership. So give us a check out. We're headed to Wichita in a couple of weeks. We got one more camp till summer. Good night, and see everybody next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development. For your player development needs, go to TroskyRanch.com.